and welcome to the cycling vlog on this, the 18th day of August 2019. I want to thank everybody for joining. On this episode of the cycling vlog, we're going to discuss how the end of the season is going. But first, I want to give a quick shout out to Renee Volchko. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. At the Deerfield time trial today, she took some footage for myself and Mike Pratt. So a special thanks to her. I forgot to do it on the YouTube channel. I want to make sure I get that out there here on Anchor. So anyway, the time trial went very well, all things considered. I went 35 minutes and 42 seconds with an average speed of 21.68 miles per hour. And for being this heavy and only riding two or three times a week, and running a couple times a week, that time is, for me, is somewhat respectable. And again, those efforts are special when things come together like that. So you have to enjoy them and take them for what they are. That being said, moving on to the rest of the season, I'm going to do a 12-hour challenge on the 22nd of September. And it's a 1.5 mile course, and they start the clock, and you have 12 hours to go as far as you possibly can. So stay tuned for that. That one's going to be interesting because the following week, the following weekend, there is an Olympic distance duathlon that I believe I'm going to do that. It's a it starts off with a 5K, 25-mile bike, and then you end with a 10K run. I haven't done anything longer than short course duathlon since, my goodness, probably 2005 or 6, I believe, was the last time I did anything like that. So that's what we're moving towards for the end of the season. There will be no Presque Isle. I'm not sure if I mentioned that in an earlier podcast, but I pre-registered for the 12-hour challenge thinking that the Presque Isle would be around the 15th of September. It's usually mid-month, and come to find out, it is on the same day as the 12-hour challenge. And seeing as how I was already committed and had my money paid, I'm going to do the 12-hour challenge instead of Presque Isle. So if you're into the cycling and running, duathlon is sort of a really good sweet spot. So, and this year I've sort of, I don't want to say I've become a fan of running, but I've ran a lot more and I've gotten some pretty decent results. So at least for the coming year, I think you will see more running in the future, especially 5 and 10K distances. Those seem to do, seem to be suited for myself personally. For now, we'll see how that goes. But that's the end of the Deerfield series for the year. This was the last one. Again, I'm going to try to do maybe a 4 or 5 part series on food. I'm still putting that together. One of the things that tends to happen, if you move into endurance sports, just by the nature of the training, your body tends to become very catabolic. It wants to strip things off. Let's face it, at the end of the day, why would you want to carry around the extra weight for 2, 3, 4 hours? Your body knows that, and it handles that very well on its own. So I'm going to get into some foods that have worked well for me. And again, once I have that all put together, I think I'm going to release that again over the course of 4 or 5 weeks. So if you have any suggestions of things other than that, feel free to contact me at 330-809-1924. Or you can email me at omalleysadventure@yahoo.com. But that's a wrap. Until next time, stay sharp, keep a tight shot group, and rock on.